Welcome to the Change Your World Women's Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Ms. Cassandra Freeman. Cassandra, why don't you take it from here?
Wonderful. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us today. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about how to find time when you feel like there's just no time. So before I start, I want to tell you a little bit about myself and how this all got started before we really dive into our topic for today. So my name is Cassandra Freeman. I am the owner and founder of Thoughtful Inspirations, your home for all things inspiring. And what I do at Thoughtful Inspirations is I inspire families to never give up on their dreams and their goals. I am the author of How to Study with Kids Around, Stay Motivated to Succeed. I'm also the author of Never Give Up, Steps to Dream Fulfillment. I am the founder of Never Give Up Academy, which will be launching soon. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, I'm extremely excited. Never Give Up Academy is going to be about how you can take your never give up mindset to a whole new level by developing it. It's going to involve personalized never give up inspirations, how you can tailor inspiration to yourself, basically, or like what specifically might inspire you versus someone else. It's also going to talk about what your goals are. We're going to talk about how never give up relates to different topics, like how you can never give up on your finances, if you're grieving, family and friends. It's just going to be wonderful, and I'm so excited. Oh, gosh. Now, one thing I want to mention about what I'm about to, this message today, is that it's not a quick and easy microwave message. This is a marinating overnight thinking type of message because it's a lifestyle change, and it has to be a conversion that sticks. And the only way for it to stick is to really get to the root of why it's important. So I'm going to tell you about how I got started about talking about how time correlates with never giving up and then why it's important. So how did this get started? Because what I found was happening was that so many women and men, of course, they don't have inspired mornings. You know, wake up, you're irritable, or you're growling at each other, or, you know, early in the morning, or you're running late. Or maybe something happened and the kids can't find their shoes, or maybe they forgot their homework. And suddenly, your day becomes that day. Or as some of us have probably said, it's that type of morning. You know, I'm sure either we've said it or we've heard it before. So that's what it becomes, which is why I created How to Start Your Day Off Inspired, the book. Because I wanted to show people how you can have a great morning. And it has really transformed the lives of so many people and the mornings of families. So you can actually get that on my site, and I know that you're going to love it. It's going to be amazing. Also, tomorrow we're starting a Wake Up Inspired Challenge. It's going to be launched on my blog, thoughtfulinspirations.com/blog. I'll tell you more about that later, but to get back to our topic. Now, what led me to sharing these tips is that I use during the day is because I want people to have a full and inspired life. It's not just about having a sprinkle of inspiration here, a dash of inspiration there. It's about making that life you dream of and living it so that each day you can go to bed and say that I've lived my life to the fullest today. I'm thankful, I'm happy, and it was a really great day. It's also critical because the number one problem that families have is their schedules. Because there's so much to do, and the truth is, it's just not enough time to do every single thing. And some of you may be guilty of this, overpacking your to-do list. You have to know that your time is valuable, and you want to make sure that the most important to you is always put first. You want to make sure that the schedule is not overburdened with a whole bunch of nonsense, but things that are wonderful and meaningful and life-changing. That's why for my schedule, I pack in lots of family time, lots of speeches because I love talking to you all, lots of business-related activities, lots of times where I can coach with my friends that I love. But what happens is lots of times we pack our schedules, right, with a whole bunch of stuff, then we get distracted, and then we get interrupted, and then we pile more stuff on top of stuff we haven't accomplished. And then we end up doing things that are not very important. And before you know it, we're tired, frustrated, because we are not ready and prepared for the things that we want to do, the things that we're supposed to do, the things that will ultimately change our lives for the better. And because we get so overwhelmed and so frustrated, because there's so much piling, that's when families start to get in trouble, because they lose that inspiration to work on their dreams and their goals. And a way that my family, we continue with our inspiration and working towards our goals is we use the Frame Your Family workbook. We love it. The kids love it. And I'll tell you a quick story. My son, one of our goals, we use a goal breakdown sheet. We write everyone's goals down. You can get it on my site for free. But we use that. I think I talked about it in September. Yeah, so if you go to the September summit, you'll see that as well. But we break down our goals, and his is to be a soccer, in soccer leadership, to be ultimate soccer player. So on his team, he recently became the team captain. So what I did was I took the Frame Your Family workbook, and I put it in my purse. I put my phone, of course, that's my camera also, and then I put my little mobile printer in my purse too. And I took a picture of him acting, you know, being in the role of team captain, which was wonderful. And he was so excited. He took the picture, he put it in the workbook, and he wrote, you know, his little spiel, journal entry, blurb, whatever you want to call it. And he was excited. He wanted to take it to school to show it to his friends and everything like that. And he colored in the square where we track our goals, of course. But I mentioned this story to emphasize the importance of tracking your goals and staying inspired. Because if you can't successfully track your goals, and then your dreams get put on the back burner because everything's going on, and then we feel like, oh my gosh, I got so much stuff to do. You know, maybe it's necessary, maybe it's important, but somehow the things we truly want, we look back and say, I should have spent more time doing this. Maybe I should have spent more time with my spouse or with my kids or with a great friend that I miss so much. That is why we're here today, because having these time secrets is what's going to change your life so you can decide to never give up, so you can achieve the desires of your heart, so you can make amazing things happen in your life. And I don't know how old you guys are on the line, but when I was growing up, we didn't have cell phones attached to our hips. You know, we didn't have social media. There was no Facebook. Some of us didn't have computers. I think I had a computer mostly to type things on. Maybe in high school we had dial-up. But we had those bulky phones that you left in the, you know, glove compartment. I used mine for emergencies. But now there's so many distractions, and it's almost like we match how much we accomplish for the day with our value, with whether or not we're important. And this is huge, especially on social media, because people are always posting that everything's so awesome. That reminds me of the movie, Lego Movie. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but my kids love it. The theme song is, everything is awesome, you know. And that's how social media is, and that's wonderful. But it starts to make us equate what we do and how much we do with, are we truly valuable? So now that you understand why it's important, let's go ahead and dive in. First, I'm going to give you some time mistakes, and then we'll dive into some tips for how you can manage your time better and find the time to do what you need to do. So let's talk about some time mistakes. These are things that we need to be aware of, because if we're not aware of the mistakes, then we start making excuses, then we start getting frustrated, and we start ultimately taking out on others that we love. So it's important to understand these mistakes that we're making, so we can grow and make better choices and be the person ultimately that we crave to be. So the first time mistake that we make is that we waste a lot of time, right? We waste a whole lot of time. And we are either thinking, talking, and rationalizing our way out of doing something. That's number one. We're thinking, rationalizing, or talking our way and rationalizing our way out of something. Now, let's use exercise, for example. Everyone knows that, well, I'm assuming that everyone knows that exercising in the morning is the best. So what happens is we say, okay, I am going to exercise after work. And what happens? That day, particularly long day at work, and maybe, I want to say, 20 minutes or 30 minutes before your shift is over, you're thinking, oh my gosh, it has been such a long day. I do not feel like exercising today. Maybe you're thinking it. Maybe you're talking out loud. You're probably telling your coworkers so that they can agree with you. You might phone a friend and, you know, explain the situation and vent a little bit. And you walk to the car, you're thinking the same thing. And by the time you've got to the car, you're convinced that you're not going to exercise today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe whenever you have an open spot in your schedule. So instead of talking and thinking and rationalizing, first we need to change the way we think about that, right? We need to say, you know what, I said I was going to exercise, I'm committed to this, I'm going to do it. And second, the time that we spent talking and thinking and rationalizing our way out of it, we could have spent that actually doing the thing that we're trying to get away from. Number two, I love this one. We allow other people's mismanaged situations to become our present emergency. I got this from one of my dear mentors, Bishop Rodias O'Neill, and she talks about how we allow other people's situations to overtake our schedule. And that is so true. We do it so often. I'm not sure if you have someone in your life that often, you know, handles their schedules inappropriately, but then they ask you if you can do all these things. Now, I will say I am a true advocate of being a blessing to others. You can ask anyone. I love to be a blessing to others. You know, whatever it takes, I will make it happen. The problem occurs when we allow consistent interruption in our schedule that overtake our priorities and the things that are important to us. And you never know if those things they're asking you to do are truly important to them or a complete waste of time, right? Number three, we spend time doing something well that doesn't need to be done at all. And this goes back to prioritizing. Are you prioritizing your schedule to know what is important for the day? Or do you get to the end of the day and say, man, I didn't get to that today, right? Don't spend time doing something well that doesn't really need to be done at all. Work the priorities first. Then number four, this is a biggie. We often hide from life and drown ourselves in entertainment. So what I mean by hide from life, have you ever gotten RSVP and maybe you didn't RSVP, maybe you forgot, or maybe you did and you didn't show up? That shows lack of commitment. It shows that you are hiding from life. Instead, we need to embrace life, show up, and be there, and not drown ourselves in entertainment, but drown ourselves in our dreams and aspirations and our goals and what it takes to make it happen. Okay, now that we talked about those time mistakes, I'm gonna give you five time secrets so that you can find the time that you need to succeed, okay? So, number one, you've probably heard this before, but the reason why I'm mentioning it today is because so many people still don't do it. Number one, do something for your goals daily. Make sure that you are finding the time to do that. They say when you work on something, I think it's for an hour every day for about, I can't remember if it's 10 years or 20 years, but when you work on something daily, you become an expert in that field. What are you craving to be an expert in, and are you working on that daily? You know, your body inside you, you crave for fulfillment. You crave to achieve something bigger than yourself. You crave to become the best person, the best version of yourself. So you need to do whatever you need to do to make sure you're doing your goals daily. You need to go to bed late. You need to wake up early. You need to use your lunch time. You need to use your commute time. Whatever it takes, you need to find that time. Number two, you need to plan your days, weeks, and months in advance. Plan your days, weeks, and months in advance. So What are you working up to? That's what it boils down to. What are you working up to? What are you trying to ultimately achieve before, say, the end of the year? And what are the steps in between? I'll use myself as an example. I love to run. I do. I love to run. And say, for instance, I wanted to run a marathon in March. It's usually, I think it's called the Shamrock Marathon that I usually run. So say I wanted to run that marathon. Between now and March, I need to be gearing up. I need to say, okay, this month I want to run 5 miles. Then I want to build up to 10 miles. Then I want to build up to 15 miles. What am I going to do this week to make sure that happens? Am I going to have my snacks planned out? Am I going to have my smoothies all packed and ready and frozen and ready for consumption? Am I going to have the right shoes on? Am I going to need a water bottle? What am I going to need to make sure that I'm a success, right? So you need to map out your purpose. Plan your purpose. And a big thing when it comes to planning your days, your weeks, and your months is that we allow our feelings to change our minds. We follow our feelings instead of following our schedules. We consult our feelings instead of our schedules. So we need to make sure that we are sticking with our schedules and making our dreams and goals happen. Number three, we need to do what is goal achieving instead of what is stress relieving. How many of you, after a long day's work, come home and say, I just want to relax, right? You just want to come home and relax. But the key is you need to earn that relaxation time. And yes, you might say, yes, I worked hard that day. But the thing is, you don't just crave that day, those hours that you work. You crave to be more. So you need to work for more, and then you've earned that relaxation time. Also, another thing that we do is we tend to say we want to relax, but really we don't relax. We come home and we entertain ourselves. Mm-hmm. So how many of you have heard that you need to take a vacation from your vacation? I've heard so many people say that. And that's because, you know, we entertain ourselves instead of relax. We confuse work, rest, and play. And relaxing is great, but we need to remember that instead of doing a whole bunch of entertaining ourselves, we need to pull that in until we feel like we've earned the right to entertain ourselves and start doing goal-achieving activities. Number four, we need to do activities with the biggest impact. Let me ask you something. What is most important to you? If you really sat down and honed in on it and thought about it, what is most important to you? What is it that you remember that means something to you? I know for me, it's, you know, spending time laughing with my husband and my kids, you know, baking cookies with them or having hot chocolate with them. What is it to you that means the most? Mm-hmm. And you know, when I'm out and about and talking to women, I love seeing the aha moments. I love when they fulfill their dreams. Those are the things that have the biggest impact for me. What are those things for you? And make sure that you make time for those things. Make sure that they're in your schedule. Make sure you're planning out your purpose, because that's what you will remember, and that's what others will remember about you. Number five, create a flowchart. This one is something great and practical that you can do. And I tend to do it every Sunday. I do it for the week. And what I do is I have a ton of white poster boards. You can use paper or printer paper, whatever you choose. I write my goals down. Maybe for this week I had three. And I put them down on the poster, I circle them, I put a circle around them. Then I put little lines and attach it to each circle. Then I take my to-dos that I have for the week and I match them up with my goals to see if my to-dos are matching up with my goals. So what this did for me years ago when I started doing it is it showed me that I wasn't doing anything towards my goals. I wasn't achieving them, and that was why. But now it's automatic, and I promise you, once you do this, it will change your perspective. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the to-dos that you do. Now I do a ton of things towards my goals, and every week I'm like, wow, I am doing so much towards my goals, and I am achieving them. So I encourage you to create your flowchart and to make sure that your to-dos match up with your goals. Now, guys, those are the tips that I wanted to share with you today. I also want to encourage you that life, you only have from the time you're born to the time you pass away, life is limited. The time in between those dashes is what matters. And it's about how you use that time. Are you going to use it allowing your feelings to just wind you back and forth? Are you going to take control of what matters to you and find the time and write your schedules out to fulfill the things that you know that you need to do, that you know that you ultimately want to do and that you crave to do? What will you choose? So, guys, I thank you for joining me today, and feel free to connect with me on social media. You can tell me your dreams and your aspirations. I love to connect with you, and I love to write down your dreams and make sure that you're progressing towards them. You can go to my site, thoughtfulinspirations.com, and you can also go to my blog on the page. Tomorrow there will be a challenge listed, and you can download that calendar. So the calendar is called the Wake Up Inspired Challenge, which is perfect for this. So what it is you place the Wake Up Challenge by wherever you wake up, by your bed. And every night before you go to bed, you write down something that you're looking forward to the next day. And it will change your life. It will change the way you see your day tomorrow. It will change your week. And it will just open your eyes to having an inspired day. And when you have an inspired day, you change everyone in your household, and they are infected with your joy. So join me on this challenge because it is going to be so wonderful. It's a free download. You guys can get it anytime, and I can't wait. Make sure that if you download it, you post up your first night, what you're looking forward to. And, guys, it doesn't have to be anything big like, oh, my gosh, I'm looking forward to winning that $1 million tomorrow. I'm going to Paris tomorrow. I mean, if that's you, then that's awesome. But it can be something as simple as I'm looking forward to having cereal with my nephew in the morning, or I'm looking forward to talking to my husband at lunch, or I'm looking forward to that rainy day tomorrow. It can be anything that you can look forward to and be excited about, and it can put a smile on your face. So I look forward to connecting with you through the challenge because it's going to be a wonderful time. And it, like I said, if you have any questions, you can hit me up afterwards, after the speech. And you can also message me on Twitter or Facebook. You can go to my site and go to the social media icons there. But my Twitter tag is Cassandra Free M, and the number 5. And you can find me there. Okay, guys. Well, I'm loving your dreams as much as you do. And thank you so much for being here with me today. I appreciate you. I love you. I cherish you. And I pray that now you find the time to do what's most important, that you find the encouragement to do what you need to do, that you stop always trusting your feelings and letting your feelings just sway you away from your schedule and what you need to do, that you consult your schedule first instead of your feelings and just really make your dreams happen. All right, guys, I'll see you next time. Bye.